It gives me a great joy to be able to be here this morning.
今天早上能够跟大家在一起是非常的喜乐。
To see what we started to do 36 years ago.
看看我们回想我们36年前开始的工作。
Is today being done.
今天可以成就了。
I want to commend your pastors.
我在这里谢谢你们的牧者。
For their diligence in bringing this about.
他们很辛劳地把这个事情完成。
Because had it not been for their diligence, this day would never have been.
要不是他们的辛劳，这个 You mean this place?
This day.
This day, 今天就不能成就。
And I trust that this day will be a day of great blessing to the church.
我相信今天是给教会充满祝福的一天。
And it gives me also a great joy, you know, to see the one that you have chosen, your elder.
我们也很高兴看到你们今天选到这一位的长老。
Because I knew him when he was a boy, I think of 5 years of age.
他五岁我就认识他了，他还是小孩的时候。
And his father and I were very dear friends.
他父亲跟杨长老是非常好的朋友。
So it gives me great joy to be here today.
所以今天来到这里实在是非常的高兴。
I would like to read from Paul's letter to the first letter to the Thessalonians. And he writes in chapter 5 and verse 12, he says this, "We urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. Be at peace among yourselves."
So it's 是帖撒罗尼迦后书 ，second chapter five， 啊 ，first 哥林多帖撒罗尼迦前书的第一章第五章 ，verse one two， just the first choice 第十二节，对不起，十二节跟十三节，这里说。老了，对不起。弟兄们，我们求你们要敬重那些在你们中间劳苦的人，就是在主里面治理你们、劝诫你们的人。又因为他们的工作，你们要用爱心格外尊重他们。你们应当彼此和睦。
The Apostle Paul is writing to a very young church.
那保罗呢？使徒保罗写给信给一位非常年轻的教会。
A church that came into being is partly through his labors.
这个教会的成立是有他的辛劳在里面。
And everywhere he went, he sought to put a place an order of government into the church.
他到哪里建立教会，就在那个教会成立一个教会的治理。
And so he writes to this young church, and he urges them.
所以他写封这封信给这个年轻的教会来劝勉他们。
It's not just an asking of them, but it is an urging on them.
这并不是叫他们，而是恳求他们。
It's almost as though he was saying, "I beg you."
这好像跟他们恳求一样。
And he wants them to do three things.
他教他们做三件事情。
He wants them to recognize those who labor among them.
叫他们敬重那些在你们中间劳苦的人。
And are over them in the Lord and admonish you.
就是要他们在主里面治理他们，劝诫他们。
And these would be the elders that the Apostle Paul ordained in every city where he went and established a church.
这就是保罗在各地建立教会安立长老的人。
He wants the church to recognize those who labor among them.
他要这些教会敬重那些在你们中他们中间劳苦的人。
And so my charge to you this morning as a congregation is to recognize to honor those who labor among you.
所以我今天早上劝勉大家，你们也要在你们当中劳苦的人，你们要敬重他，尊
敬。And over you in the Lord.
让他们在治理你们。
And this word that he uses here, to labor, it is an interesting word.
这里用劳苦这个字是蛮有趣的。
It is almost to work to the point of being exhausted.
其实这个意思就好像要工作到非常的辛苦。
And sometimes our church leaders, you know, they do things that we don't know anything about.
有些时候我们教会的领袖，他们做了很多事情我们都不知道的。
The long hours that they spend in the care of God's people.
他就花了很多的时间去照顾那些在主内的人。
And so this is the first thing is to recognize them. And then he goes on, says, esteem them very highly in love.
除了要叫他们敬重以外，也要提醒他们用爱心格外尊重他们。
And so this morning, my encouragement to you is to esteem Brother Dan in love.
所以今天早上我劝勉大家，你们要用爱心格外尊重我们的 Dan 弟兄。
Not only because he is a very good guy, a very nice guy.
不是因为单单他是一个很好的人。
I knew his father.
我认识他父亲。
His father was a very nice person.
他父亲是一个非常好的弟兄。
Dan is like his father.
Dan 弟兄就像他的爸爸。
But to esteem them very highly in love for their works' sake.
其实我们是用爱心格外尊重他们，因着他们的劳苦工作。
Now, this word "very highly" is a very interesting word.
这个字是一个很有趣的字，就是格外尊重。
In the Greek, there are three prepositions that are tied in with this word.
这希腊原文有三个字跟这个字连起来的。
You know, Greek has that way when you want to emphasize something, you would repeat it or have more than one.
当你这个字很重要的话呢，这个希腊文会用重复几次。
Here, the Apostle Paul doesn't use two prepositions; he uses three prepositions.
他不但用了两个介词，还用了三个。
He uses a preposition above.
他是用一个往上的。
He uses a preposition out of.
他也有一个介词是像打横的。
And he uses a preposition around.
他还用一个介词是用周围的。
And he combines all three prepositions to come up with this word very highly.
他就用这三个介词来讲这个，这是格外的。
And it is not so much because those that God has put over you, or because Dan is such a good guy and he is a nice guy.
不是这个意思说，不是说神要派这个人在治理我们，也不是单是说 Dan 弟兄是一个好人，事实上他是一个很好的人。
But God would want you to esteem him very highly because of his works' sake.
这神要我们格外尊重他，只是因着他的工作，他的侍奉。
The work that Dan has, God has called Dan to do is to join in with the pastors in watching over you as the people of God.
这个侍奉神呼召 Dan 弟兄做的，就是要跟牧者一起来治理，来照顾这个羊群。
And so my charge to you is this.
所以我对大家的劝勉是
esteem him very highly.
就是要格外尊重他。
Because he has been chosen to watch out for your well-being.
因为他被神拣选来看顾我们的需要。
And the third thing that we need to notice here.
第三点我们要看到的是
Paul says, be at peace among yourselves.
我们应当彼此和睦。
It is always a challenge in the church, in a congregation that is large, to live peaceably.
这么大的一个照顾一个那么大的会众团体是很有挑战的。
I have no doubt.That Dan will be spending many hours in helping to bring this about.
我相信Dan 一定花很多时间来做这个事情。
He will be working with the pastors.
他要跟牧者合作。
And he'll be working with you.
他要跟大家一起同工。
And so we need, and you need to encourage him in his work.
所以我们要需要对他的侍奉要多做鼓励。
So that when he stands before God and gives an account,
所以当他站在神面前交账的时候，
he may do it with joy.
他会很喜乐的去做。
Well, it gives me great joy to see this day.
今天能看到今天的来临，我非常的高兴。
What we began to do 36 years ago has come now to fruition.
我们36年前开始做的工作，今天成就了。
May God bless you.
愿神祝福你们。
And your pastors.
你们的牧者。
And your elders.
还有你们的长老。
Because I'm sure there are others that are going to be chosen.
我相信还有其他人会被神拣选。
May this day be a day of great rejoicing and thanksgiving to God.
我们今天愿今天是大家一起充满喜乐跟感恩的一天。
For His glory.
因着他的荣耀。谢谢大家。